Listeners, a pleasant good evening to you, a pleasant good evening, and welcome to another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone, right here on TDN Radio. Yes, so I always look forward to spending this time with you on Untapped Potential as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves, especially as we look ahead to the end of the year. So can you believe it? Today is already August 22nd, Tuesday, August 22nd. So the year is quickly speeding along. So I hope that you're checking off those items on your to-do list in terms of getting that important life goal accomplished. So that is what we do here each and every Tuesday on Untapped Potential. We come together to get energized and powered up for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we are working on and what can we do to achieve those goals. So if this is your first time joining us, welcome aboard. I hope that you will set your reminder to remind yourself to be here each and every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on TDN Radio. Or if you miss any of the episodes, you can always hop on over to pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com, and we have all the past podcasts available for you. And while you're there, you might also want to check out our YouTube channel to check out all the interviews that we've done along the way and our great programming. So again, welcome to the program. We always like to start the program on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for this week? Again, if you can't find anything to be grateful for, just remember you woke up this morning. So as for us, we are grateful the summer heat is finally breaking, and we are grateful for the cool mornings, the cool 70-degree weather in Georgia in the morning. So now I've been able to pick up on my running, going running first thing in the morning rather than being restricted to the treadmill. Because if you've been following this program, you know that I am not a great lover of the treadmill. I would much prefer to be outside in the cool, fresh air. So if you're not a runner, you can take a nice walk if you're available during the morning. But always find some time, make some time to be active, because you will be rewarded with great health as you continue to age. So again, welcome to the program. If you joined us last week, you know this week we'll be bringing you the second portion of an interview we did with Mr. Adrian Banis on the importance of the agriculture industry in Dominica, because we have to admit, with the sunshine, the land, and the water, the gifts that we have been given in Dominica is our agriculture. So as we see the Citizen by Investment program continue to get under attack, especially with the restriction that the UK has now put on Dominica with regards to now requiring a visa So that has made the Citizen by Investment program a lot less attractive to everyone who wanted to pretty much purchase citizenship. That's a whole other conversation I won't get into with regards to my views on that. But as the Citizen by Investment program becomes less attractive, we must return to the soil. We must continue to invest in agriculture, in agro-processing, and all the other sectors that emerge from agriculture. So we will bring you the second portion of Mr. Barnes's interview that we did a couple of weeks ago, as he walked us through all that he is doing in the way of agriculture, agro-processing, and the importance of investing in that particular industry in Dominica. So we will bring you that interview, and then of course you want to stay tuned for after the interview as we talk of our tip of the week and everything else that we are working on to help to advance Dominica, to help to advance our people, and by extension, to help to advance our region. So again, I'm very happy to be with you here on Untapped Potential. I always look forward to spending this time with you. So let us enjoy this number as we get energized for the week ahead and we get the program off and running. So let's see what we will enjoy today. Yeah, so let's enjoy this number from Miss Hermina George, a song written by Mr. Arnold Tula out of Dominica, this land of mine, because I always say, no matter where we go, Dominica remains in our mind, Dominica remains in our heart. So let us enjoy this number from Miss Hermina George, written by Mr. Arnold Tula, this land of mine, and then stay tuned as we go right into the second portion of our interview with Mr. Adrian Banis. So stay tuned.
Across the sky, the sun has sent its colors straight to my eyes, and I know, yes, I know, this is my cry. I love this land of mine. The country air is blowing, the mangoes fall. A valley's mist is glowing, a waterfall. So I know, yes I know, this is my cry. I love this land of mine. We'll build this land of ours as we move from strength to strength, gaining every nation. Humbled but better yet, we'll have to stand and face the call, this nation one and all. Up we born, yes, say like that. And new gave us water, the rivers never dry. Bananas, parrots, flowers, fresh fruit from the vines. Oh, I know, yes, I know, this is my cry. I love this land of mine. We'll build this land of ours as we move from strength. Stand and face the call, this nation one.
do.
Yeah, man. but we spoke already.
Yes. Okay. Well, I didn't tell you about my roots, Banish roots from Casibus. But anyway,
right.
Dr. Simone, this gentleman and I had some conversations years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was still in Florida. And on one of my trips on field camp, I found out that they were using coconut shell called granulated activated carbon to do cleaning of water. And it's a huge product that is used to clean municipal water, to do water filtration and purification. And obviously, when I saw that, the first thing that clicked in my mind, how can we produce that in Dominica? Because when you go to all the mines, as a matter of fact, it has wide application in hospitals. It's a huge resource. And I found out that Mr. Adrian was doing coconut oil, and I called the aid bank. I tried to get information from DCP. I tried to get information from the Ministry of Agriculture to find out what is the level of coconut in Dominica. Because for you to first go into any manufacturing, you need to know where your resources are and how much resources you have.
Mm-hmm.
And are you capable of providing for the market? And that's how this gentleman and I had some interaction. But over the years, we've lost contact. So I just turned on and I heard him talking. I'm like, this is amazing to see that he's still at it trying to do some innovation. Mm-hmm. I recognize the gentleman has immense gifts and talents. And if he was in a different area or a different part of the world where the value of the people were recognized, he would have been a multimillionaire already in his production. And I'll tell you why. We look at the Caribbean region. They are over the state of Texas or the state of Florida have the largest populations in addition to California in the U.S., about 20-something million people. If you put up the Caribbean region, the Greater Antilles, down to Trinidad, Guyana, we have close to 40-something million people in the Caribbean region.
Mm-hmm.
My friends, what that represents is a market. If you look at the African continent, have billions of people. It's one of the largest regions in the world. That's a market. If you look at South Africa, that's a market. For the past few years, we have the Chinese coming to Dominica, and they provide a market for our goods and services. How much of that we have tried to tap? And I recognize with our small island, we might not have the land area to produce a lot of things to provide to the market. But if you develop an industry, you can always source your material there while you grow. So it pained me to listen to this gentleman today, again, talking about a product that people like. And what I have seen and what I understand, that there are obstacles to him developing that product, developing that industry and getting the assistance and the resources from policymakers and a society to improve, not just himself, but when that industry grows, then he can employ people, he can employ accountants, he can employ a food scientist, he can employ marketing managers, he can employ designers, and right now with automation, he can employ engineers and technicians. Mm-hmm. And you see how much we have been losing out because there is frankly a lack of vision with the people who are running the affairs, not just of Dominica but the region, not understanding the importance of our population, the value of the people in their development. And when that is not factored in, this gentleman Adrian will be moving one from one product to the next, but unless he gets the assistance to capitalize on the market, get the investment that is needed to develop that project and jive with the agriculture system, the Ministry of Agriculture, what is their purpose, what is the vision for the country, then we have an individual who has immense talent, but our environment is not allowing him to capitalize on that. I still admire you, gentlemen. I know we have not spoken in a long time.
We need to contact again. We need to connect again.
We will. I lost your number, but Simone knows I am finishing up my MBA for a reason. So,
okay.
You know, sometimes the universe has ways of speaking to people. And Simone, the last time I spoke,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that needs to be done, because you and I spoke about getting markets
for
Caribbean and Dominican produce.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is we are the people who live in North America, which is pretty close to the Caribbean, live in the largest economy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Adrian, when we had that conversation, I observed the growth of coconut oil in stores. And I called my parents and I said, can you believe there's coconut oil in pharmacies talking about how it's good for your skin? To the point where that industry has raised to a $1 billion industry. I've seen the rise of avocado oil. I've seen the rise of stuff we've been producing in Dominica for years. And what we have not done is we have not even tried to pick out a share of the market. So if you have a small share of a $1 trillion industry, that's a huge revenue to the Caribbean. And the logic here is closed. And I think what needs to be done, because apparently the people in authority to make that enable environment cannot do it. I think there needs to be more coordination between the people in that large diaspora market. Because what you really need is that to get into that market where you can spread and grow that, generate that wealth, generate that revenue, so we can build Dominica. There has to be a rethinking of how we do stuff in the Caribbean. There has to be a rethinking of how we direct our energies and our investment. There has to be a rethinking of how we can utilize our proximity to the United States, our proximity to the largest economy in the world, and our citizens from the Caribbean who already live here, who can be a big source of advertisement to get into that market where you can add value to that stuff. Gentlemen, keep trying. I know it's tough because, like I said, you and I have spoken way before U95 and all these things have been going around. So, Dr. Simone, you know, you have a sense of how long I've been at this.
Yes.
I can do anything possible to help my people in my country. And I gave him some information, and I didn't even care if he ran away with it, just because I wanted somebody who have the ambition to understand that there are options and opportunities out there to add value to whatever you're doing. You have a good night, and I'm listening off here.
Yes. Man. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lennon. I'll be sure to reconnect you with Mr. Bannis. But again, you know, I just want to take a minute to thank Lennon because, you know, he does a whole lot more than just call the radio. He is one of the people who's in the background, behind the scenes, working with me, discussing ideas about how can we move Dominica forward? How can we create markets? How can we integrate the diaspora and so many other areas? So, Lennon, I just want to thank you very much for continuing with your passion for Dominica. But Mr. Bannis, I want to come back to you because I'm listening to Lennon. It just kind of brought up the idea for me about the obstacles that you faced along the way and how you've overcome those obstacles. And even now, the obstacles you may be facing with regards to everything that you're trying to do, because it sounds like you've just been blessed with an abundance of talent and an abundance of ideas. But I'm sure that along the way, you faced quite a bit of an uphill battle to get you to where you are, and you continue to face obstacles. So kind of just tell us about the obstacles you faced and how you're moving forward.
Well, I've realized that anything that you want to achieve in this life, there will be obstacles. I was reading about Isaac in the book of Genesis, and the Bible says when Isaac started multiplying and Isaac started becoming rich, Abimelech, the Bible says, and his people, they began grudging them. And because of that, Abimelech said to him, get out of the land and go somewhere. So he left and he went and he pitched his tent. And when he went there, they took the holes that his father dug, Abraham, what they did, they cover all of them. And they thought, well, they would have stopped him from multiplying and growing and becoming prosperous. But the Lord came back to him and said, appeared to him, the Bible says, and said to him, I am with you, fear not. Fear not, I am with you. And the Bible says he began prospering. So as I said, anytime you have a dream, you have a vision, and you are growing, and you are beginning to move from where you are, heading to somewhere, you'll always have obstacles. You'll always have people trying to see how they can stop. But the good thing is, I always say, I'm a man of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just that. I am innovative. And what I do also, I whatever I make, I plug it back into my farm. So there's something that you call self-financing. So I try my best to ensure that I finance myself from whatever I grow and I sell, I finance myself. And this is something that I think you have to remain positive, you have to remain strong, you have to remain focused. You cannot give up on your dream because your dream was never given to you by, and it's not going to be easy to achieve what you want to achieve. But you have to make sure you set the foundation and you build on it. And that's why you have children. And so you encourage your children to build on the foundation that you have started. And so I am one who is self-motivated. And I know that I am going to do what I have to do. I do what I have to do. I don't want to be dependent on anybody. I want to make sure that I work to achieve what I have. And sometimes it is real rough, but you do not allow that rough times to turn your boat over or to divert your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, that is one of the things I was about to ask you about financing, because, you know, that is always a challenge that many entrepreneurs face. How do you finance the projects that you're looking to go into? And I'm happy that you mentioned self-financing, because fortunately what we see is we have a lot of young people with dreams in Dominica, but they get a little bit of money, they go buy a big chain. They get a little bit of money, they go buy a bike. They get a little bit of money, they go put weave in their hair. So it just kind of speaks. And I'm not saying that we should not enjoy the finer things in life, but there's something called deferred gratification, right? Yeah. That you defer the satisfaction of having all those luxuries until you can build something with you so you can afford those luxuries. So I think it's just so important. Have you had an opportunity to speak to any of the young people, go to the schools and be a motivational speaker? That just popped into my mind real quick.
Well, sometimes I go to the school, yes, when they have career days, career month, and I share with them. Also, as I told you, I'm a preacher. I go across the region sometimes, I minister. I remember before COVID, I used to travel all across the region and sharing and teaching on the church becoming self-sufficient. And I would use agriculture as a platform so that the church can be learned. And people never really listen, because some people really think, well, that is not for the church, that is not for the kingdom. And but I continued to share. And when COVID hit, one preacher called me and he said to me, "Man, it's like the Lord sent you to share some information with us and give us a message, and we never listened to you. And now COVID is here and we are at square one. And now I'm going to, and the information I received from you, I'm now going to use it to help my people." So I said to him, "But
that's the COVID."
Yes. So I said to him, "But the good thing is I never stopped." I wasn't only preaching, but I was also planting and doing what I have to do and making sure that, and during the COVID, I had food I could sell, I could eat, I could take care of myself. Mm-hmm. So the other thing is you have to make sure that you are not just a talker, but also you have to implement, because vision, when you are a visionary, you have to be an implementer. If you are not implementing, you will only go through the wind like that.
Right, and you also have to surround yourself with knowledgeable people.
Right.
It cannot be a one-man show, you know, everything is it's me, and you get the credit for everything. You have to be willing to have other people involved and get the credit they deserve for being involved.
But sometimes some people, they have that negative attitude. They will think, well, you want to big yourself and you want to get yourself rich. Mm-hmm. And they do not understand, if I want to get myself rich, I would just be somewhere, I alone, doing my business. But I want to see not just myself, but everybody. Because if everybody can help their life becomes easier.
Yep. Yep.
Life becomes easier if everybody can help themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the knowledge that I have, I love to share it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I want to make sure I got the last comment. Jennifer Coffey, I did see you on Facebook. She says, good night, Jacksonville, Florida, in the house. Thanks. Thank you for being here, Jennifer. And you know, Mr. Ban is speaking about challenges, especially as it relates to financing. I think when we talk about the model farms and taking them beyond just your farm, that is a potential obstacle for the farmers. Because here, I was just listening to the news this morning and comes to find out that, you know, Dexia are not paying the farmers on time. So how are you supposed to grow your business when the agency responsible for your revenue is delayed with paying you? I mean, it's a huge challenge for our farmers in Dominica.
Of course, it's a huge challenge because they have to buy the inputs. They have to buy whatever they have to buy. They have to pay their bills and do everything. Mm-hmm. And as I always say, anytime you see you doesn't get the money on time, it pushes everything that you have back. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure that in developing our sustainable agriculture, we have to make sure market is very important. And not just market, we have to make sure that the people who buy our product pay us on time. Mm-hmm. This is very important. Mm-hmm. And also, one of the things in the model I was looking at, that we need to focus on crops that will bring in income, and that will also be sustainable crops that we can add value, like cocoa, because you can plant cocoa, you can sell the cocoa fresh, you can dry the cocoa, and you can make chocolate, you can make cocoa sticks, coconut, you have the jelly water, if you want, you can package it, you can package the oil from it, you have sweet potato, you can sell your sweet potato, you can sell the sweet potato flour, you can do sweet potato chips. There are so many things that you can do. Cassava, plantain. People love plantain chips, I always say. Banana. People love banana. I'd rather buy a banana than I buy an apple. Mm-hmm. You know? Because the banana have a lot of nutrients. It helps control your sugar. It helps control your pressure. It does keep your body going and keep the energy high. Dashin. You can plant the dashin, you can sell it fresh, you can do dashin flour, you can do dashin tongues, you can do all kinds of different. Passion fruit, very good drink, ginger, pineapple, turmeric. And when you look at these things, they never die like ginger and turmeric. This is very good to eat and to use, because anytime something doesn't die, it is good for your body. And we can also look at oranges, your citrus, your lime, your tangerine, lemons, avocado, and exotic fruits like sapodilla, apricot. Apricot is a very good fruit. So these things I named for you, you can add value to them. Mm-hmm. So these are the crops that you have to focus on and you have to develop.
Yeah, and you know, I'm happy we're having this conversation, because the other thing we have to think about are the markets. So let us talk about the Dominican market, the regional market, the international market. Because I think we can spend a lot of time criticizing people for wanting to eat KFC. And look, if you want to eat KFC, you can eat your KFC occasionally. I don't recommend it every day, but I always say moderation, not deprivation, is the key to a healthy living. But I think what we have to consider as well is, how do we make our produce, our products in Dominica, more attractive for the consumer, so that rather than saying, you know what, let me go down by KFC, they say, you know what, let me pick up this healthy option instead. Because I think we as the producers, the onus is also on us to say, you know what, you know, people no longer want to peel dashin and peel fig, but how are we creating a market for them where it is a little bit more convenient? Many people are working, moms and dads are working. This is not back in the day when my mom stayed home and my dad went to work, right? So how do we make our produce in Dominica a little bit more attractive so that people have more of an option to pick up something that is fresh and healthy rather than going to KFC?
Well, what I have discovered is that the generation today, they do not like to cook. And that is really a problem for me. They do not like to cook. And they think, well, it is fast, easier for me to buy a soft drink and buy a bread. And I take it, I drink that, I eat that, buy a KFC. And so how are we going to attract it? Number one, we have it takes education.
Yep.
And that's what the doctors and the nutritionists should be doing, educating the people of the value of eating fruits, vegetables, and the wrong provision. Okay. And the other thing is that they need to put tariff on this incoming stuff to make sure that the people will have to say, okay, when they go on the market, they will have to see how it's either they buy the fresh produce or you put the other one in a place where it becomes so expensive. But the other thing is the people must tell themselves, I want to be healthy and I want to eat healthy. So regardless of what, when they go to the supermarket, they have to look for the local produce. And the other thing that we have to make it affordable.
Right.
And something I always discover. I said, if something is good, why sell it so expensive? Mm-hmm. If something is good for your health. For instance, a person will say a bottle of coconut oil is $100. And then you say coconut oil is good for health. Why sell a bottle of coconut oil for $100 when it is it has health benefits? So you may say, okay, the cost of production and all the different things. That is where now, as I said, we need to come together as groups, whether it's agro-processing or farming or whatever, and see how we can get our cost of production to a place where we can sell it at a price that the person can buy it because they know it is healthy.
Mm-hmm. And it speaks to the importance of having a frozen food industry in Dominica.
Right.
Because what you find now when you go to the supermarket, even here, I can buy plantain in the frozen section.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So maybe there's a market, an industry where we can produce frozen produce that people can more easily prepare at home. And also there's another market of people showing people. All that is in the interest of the health of Dominica. So I don't know if it's the wellness, the health and wellness group in Dominica or some other group that can take up that mandate. But there needs to be, as you talked about, education. So showing people simple recipes, the Ministry of Health is probably the one who should be mandated with this. Instead of complaining, oh, you're eating too much KFC. Why aren't we showing people simple recipes?
Yeah.
To say, okay, the frozen food industry does not exist right now, but maybe take Saturday and prepare all your produce, freeze it in your freezer, and here is how you use it on a daily basis, or you cook. Everybody has microwave now, not the most healthy thing, but it exists. And this is the simple foods and tasty foods that you can create so that now when you're hungry, you're not running to KFC.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But the only thing that I want to say, Dominica, what I've discovered in Dominica, we are doing very well when it comes to our cuisine. If you go to our restaurants in Dominica, you'll get fresh produce. If you go to a guest house or a hotel, but the other day I was doing a research when I travel, and what I recognize, Dominica is the only place if you go and buy food, you are going to get provision. Mm-hmm. When you go to the other countries, when you go and buy food, it's just rice.
Yep, that's true. In Cuba, it's just rice. Hotels.
So we have something that we can build upon and we can develop. But sometimes we do not pay mind to these things because we can develop, and that's where we can develop our fresh produce industry. Mm-hmm. Because we know that in the hotels, in the restaurants, in the bars, wherever we go and buy food, we'll always get our fig, our dashin, our plantain, our cocoa. People don't want to eat cocoa, but cocoa is very good. I can tell you, I love cocoa.
I don't like cocoa. I can't do it.
Your breadfruit, you know. So I am saying we have to get our young people, and we have to start in the school, the primary school, and we have to teach that in the classroom. And we have to also cook it at home. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what children tell you, I want rice. You cook the provision.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook it in different ways.
Right.
There's so many ways you can cook a dashin. You can cook a breadfruit. Mm-hmm. You can cook your yam, your tanya, your cassava,
mm-hmm.
and make it taste delicious.
Yeah. And the biggest mistake I think we as younger parents make is to give our children different food from what we're eating.
Yes.
So you're eating the provision, but you're feeding your child mac and cheese. Yes. Oh, because he doesn't want mac and he doesn't want ground provision. My daughter started eating what we were eating from the
time
we mashed it up and we made it tasty and we fed it to her. And now what does she eat? Rice and beans and provision, because that is what she's growing up on.
You know, in time past, our parents would say, if you don't want it, lie down by it. And when you see it's true, you're not getting anything else. You eat the fig.
Yep, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You have to lie down by it or eat it. Yes,
yes.
It's a very engaging conversation, Mr. Bannis. Again, thank you for being here. But let us talk about the other markets. So we talked about the need for Dominicans to consume more of what we grow and how that can be made possible. And you talked about taking the chips and other things with you to the region, but are you able to reach international markets?
Yes, and I'm not really selling international markets on a large scale, mm-hmm. but when persons come to Dominica and they are traveling back, they usually buy. I know there was somebody from England who told me when they are going to England, they would just buy a whole trolley of chips, just to bring for their friends and to bring for their people. So, but what I'm trying to do now is to see how I can continue to expand so I can tap into the international market. I know that ShopDM, as I said, ShopDM, you can buy online on ShopDM, and they will get it to you wherever you are. So this is an opportunity that you have in the, I do like to use the word diaspora, I like to
yes, and we don't like that either.
Abroad, can come and they can get the product so that they can use it. So there's an excellent opportunity. You can order online, and you can get from ShopDM.
Mm-hmm. And I missed a question earlier from David Joseph. He wanted to know, we need an agro-processing plant in Dominica. So what are your thoughts on that, an agro-processing plant in Dominica? Because how are you producing your chips? Are you doing it from your home? Where are you doing your production?
Cottage. We have a cottage-type operation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to see how I can build something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to look at other products like dashin, sweet potato, cassava, and tanya. These are the products that we can produce. But you need to have a bigger place to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I think you had also mentioned flour, doing different types of flour.
Yes, breadfruit. Well, you can do flour from partly all of them, you know, because remember, if I do a tanya flour, you can use it as an arrowroot, you know, for the babies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The breadfruit flour is very nice. Also, you can use it as an arrowroot. So all these things, the sweet potato, the plantain flour, the banana, and I remember I did a dashin flour and I mixed that up and I did a dashin. I cooked that. That was so refreshing, man.
And I think it begs the question, though, can I use the breadfruit flour to make bakes? I mean, can you use the breadfruit flour?
Of course. You can make anything
with it. Or will it taste like breadfruit?
No. It won't taste like breadfruit. If you do it right, you will never get the taste like breadfruit.
Okay.
because I had to, well, the first time I do it, a couple times I do it, I found out there was a small aftertaste. So I had to go back to the drawing board. Because I myself, I'm a chemist in my own right. I always say when I read of George Washington Carver at school, I remember the number of nights he stayed and doing peanut butter, and people laughed at him, and then finally he got through.
Yes, I think we have a call.
And that was my motivation. I said,
hold the thought, Mr. Bannis. I think we have a call. Hold the thought. Hold that thought, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead with your call. Hello, caller. You still there? He's there, but I'm hearing nothing. So let's continue.
Okay, he'll call back. Thank you. Caller, please feel free to call back. Mr. Bannis, go ahead.
Yes, so George Washington Carver was my motivator. And I said, from that time when I read, I was in, at that time, form three. And I remember, man, I used to read about George Washington Carver. Mm-hmm. And from that time, that whole passion for turning fresh produce into added value started in my bones. Mm-hmm. And I continued until... I reached the place where I want to use anything that I see, I want to turn it into added value now.
Yeah, and that is how we should all be thinking, especially at the government level. That is where we should all be thinking. But Omar says this gentleman is nailing these points. Bravo, sir. Pam Clark, thank you for joining. She says, very good point. TNT has an annual Dash Skin Festival, where all sorts of dashing products are presented, even dashing ice cream. As a regional man, Mr. Bannis, have you heard about this dashing festival in Trinidad?
Yes, in Tobago, and Trinidad and Tobago, yes.
Yeah.
Dashing ice cream.
Why aren't we doing the same? We need
I don't know.
We need a festival in Dominica.
But there'll be a time when, well, as I said, I will have my small cottage type.
Yes.
In my farm tour. So when you come, you maybe got ice cream from all the different things, breadfruit ice cream, plantain ice cream, banana ice cream. And it will all be done locally, not in using all that kind of chemical fluffy stuff, but you'll have something that is natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So guys, thank you so much for sharing the ideas and for your input and your added value. Mr. Bannis, I love that terminology. Added value. But you know, one of the things we have to make sure that we do is inspire our young people, because I am so concerned for our young people. And I think they're finding agriculture to be very unattractive. But just based on everything we are talking about, Mr. Bannis, I can see how we can make this such an attractive opportunity for young people. For example, we can have young people being tour guides. When younger, I did tours of Dominica. So you can have the young people being tour guides for the farm tours, providing knowledge to the people. You keep your hands clean if you don't want to be in agriculture. But it's an auxiliary business for agriculture. You can have young people being, what is it, brand ambassadors.
Record keeping, they can come on the record keeping for you.
Yeah, so do you have any thoughts on how we can engage our young people in Dominica in terms of everything that you're doing, the entertainers that you talked about?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can have the young people come in and that's where I'm trying to link up with the universities and the college, the secondary schools. So they can come and have, we call that educational talk. So universities can come and we give you an educational talk, and that's a package that you'll have. And you can come and we teach you what we do, we share with you, and also you enjoy what we have. And there you can be motivated to go back and start something in your area. So we are not just showing you that agriculture is just your hands dirty and your fingernails getting rough and your hands getting tough. But you have different aspects that you can contribute. So you have a skill in record keeping. You can come now and see how you can work with the farmer to help him develop his records. Your records are important. Mm-hmm. And then we have lots of other things. You can learn how to do, how to process. Okay? I can share some knowledge with you how you can turn maybe a plantain into something, or turn a banana into something. Whatever you'd want to do, we can sit down. I remember there was a food scientist who said to me, we were in a conference, and he said, all you have to do is to play with it until you get it right.
Wow. That's some real technical knowledge. Play with it until you get it right.
Play with it.
But was he right? Was he right?
You do it today, it might not be how, you know, you have a goal where you want it to reach, right?
Right.
The taste and everything, the texture and everything. But the first time you might not get it right. But you keep at it. You keep going until you get it right. And you will get it right once you're playing with it. The same thing I told you about the breadfruit. When I did it the first time and the second time, and I made some bakes and I found it had an aftertaste. So what I did, I go back and I began. I say, okay, let me use another technology alongside. And I started using that technology. And when I grind it up and I organize it, all tastes disappear.
Wow.
So that's what I'm telling you. You play with it until you get it right.
Right. And, you know, I think you have so much of a contribution to make to so many different areas of Dominica, because again, with regards to engaging our young people, social media, right?
Yes,
producing videos for promotions, flyers for promotions. There is so many ways that if we just look at it at a top-down approach, right? So we have the integrated business plan, we have our brand, Nature Island Dominica, we have all the different sectors that we're looking at, and we're engaging our youth. I mean, I think we covered everything. Am I missing anything? I don't think.
Agri-entertainment.
Agri-entertainment. We can have, you know, performers, and instead of just always going to the popular people, you can use it as a launching pad.
Right.
So you have young people who are interested in entertainment. You know, I know Iola George is probably related to you. She's a wonderful singer. I know her mom is a banner, so I'm sure there's a connection. She's from Casabrus.
Yeah, first of all.
And she has a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
We don't hear her on the radio and we don't hear her on the stage. So this becomes an opportunity for the young people who are interested in music and entertainment to be on the stage and performing. And I even think you had mentioned something about writing a play.
Of course, I need to write a play. Yeah, when I was in Barbados the last time that I started putting my thoughts together on that play, because what you want to do is to promote nutrition, is to promote good practices in agriculture, promote food that people can eat and that can bring healing to their body. Mm-hmm. So when we go back to what our the way our parents grew us, we have to recognize that these people, that's why they live so long.
Yes.
Because they ate well and they did not used to use all that chemical, all that gramaxone, all that pesticide and all that different things. I know so many men who died during the banana era of cancers because of they would just spray with the gramaxone, smoke the cigarette, eat the food, they do not wash their hands. And when you come and you talk to them, they will tell you, well, because I used to be an extension officer. And when you share the dangers, they will tell you, man, they worry about
you
that.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop
on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
Just been listening to the second portion of an interview that we did with Mr. Adrian Bannis out of Castlebrooks, Dominica, and you may have also heard from our callers and our contributors to the program on the importance of nurturing agriculture and all the other industries that emerge from agriculture. So I want to thank Mr. Adrian Bannis again for being a tremendous contributor to the program, because not only does he come on the program, but he's also one of the guys in the background, one of the people in the background who contributes tremendously to the programs, along with Lennon Matthew, who called in, and some of the folks on the Facebook Live. So again, I hope you found great value in the interview and the information that was shared as we continue to work together to move Dominica forward. So as we continue here with the program, I wanted to bring you the tip of the week, and this comes from 13thoughts.com. So T-H-I-R-T-E-E-N, thoughts, T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S, 13thoughts.com. And the title of this article is How to Protect Your Energy. Four ways to protect your energy, because let us face it, there is so much noise in the world right now. And when I speak of noise, I speak of distractions. So one of the things that keep many of us from achieving our goals is that there is so much distraction. So whether it is, you know, social media, whether it is job responsibilities, where folks are maybe calling you after work hours, whether it is, you know, friends calling you unnecessarily and you're spending hours just gossiping. There is so much that is set out to distract us in this world that it may be tough to find the time to focus our energy on those important life goals. So I thought today we could take a look at the importance of protecting our energy to ensure that the energy that we have is being directed to fruitful production, to things that will move our life forward in important ways. So again, four ways to protect your energy, and this is coming to us from 13thoughts.com. So it begins by saying, a little secret to my sanity, I turn my phone off all the time. I just have to. There are days when I just feel so emotionally drained, so empty. It doesn't always have to do with something bad or tragic going on. It can be a difficult client I had to deal with earlier in the day, or me just feeling mentally exhausted after a social event where I had to interact with a ton of people. Yeah, that is particularly difficult for someone like me who is an introvert. So if you know that you're an introvert, you know that it takes a lot of energy to be a part of social events. So the article continues by saying, if I need to recenter myself, I know exactly where to go. My little office room is my happy space. I have my candles, my essential oils, my favorite books, my vision board, my gratitude journal, my desk, and my favorite chair. There's my dog who usually follows me and lies down by my feet. The minute I enter that room, my energy shifts. One of my friends is a mom and also runs her own business. Her happy space is actually her pantry. Imagine that. Every time she needs to stop for a minute, she will leave her kids with her partner, grab a glass of wine. Well, I don't recommend drinking, but that's what this person does. Grab a glass of wine and a favorite dark chocolate and just sit in her pantry for a few minutes. Oftentimes, she tells me that sitting on her living room floor surrounded by toys and three kids is a happy space whenever she feels that her positive energy levels are being affected by work. So very important, find your happy space. What is that one place? You can turn off your phone, you can turn off any distractions and just be at peace and just away from everything that is serving as a distraction. The second recommendation, take a long bath. So I won't go too much into this one. You can read up on it on 13 Thoughts. But the one that I thought was most important was be aware. We absorb energy from other people, places, and different environments. By becoming more aware of the things and the settings that change your energy, you will be able to protect it better. Pay attention to your mood, specifically specific places, people or situations which trigger a negative, even if a very subtle energy shift. Who and what changes your energy? Do certain interactions leave you feeling emotionally exhausted? Do you find yourself saying yes to things you don't feel like doing just because you want to be polite or because you feel obligated to do so? The third one, set boundaries. Here's another thing that I myself have been learning to do over the years. The need to learn to detach myself from other people's negative emotions. This is especially important to remember when dealing with people who tend to treat you as an emotional dumping ground. I'm not talking about chatting with a friend who's going through something difficult or needs to vent. I'm talking about people who tend to talk about the same negative things over and over and over again, while also refusing to accept feedback or try to work on improving the same things they constantly complain about. I think we can all relate that there's someone in our life who is constantly on the phone, taking up our time, just making us a dumping ground for their emotions, yet they are making no traction, no path to get out of that negative situation. So a very good article. Again, it is called Four Ways to Protect Your Energy. Number one, find your happy space. Number two, take a long bath if you're so inclined. Number three, be aware. And number four, set boundaries. So I think that is information that we can all use just to remind ourselves. And you know, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I tell myself is to insulate yourself, because you just know that during the day, someone is going to come to you and their energy may be potentially negative. And you just want to insulate yourself so that negative energy does not seep into you. And then now you're feeling stressed, frustrated, angry. So you just want to always remember to start the day by insulating yourself from negative energy. So here we are at the end of the program. It is always great to spend this time with you every Tuesday from 5:30 Eastern Standard Time on TDN Radio with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. I look forward to being here with you each and every Tuesday as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So again, for more information with regards to everything that we're doing on this program and all the important ways that we're working to move Dominica and the Caribbean region forward, you can hop on over to pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com for more information. And for everyone who continues to reach out to me to join the movement, you can reach me at pushpast10@gmail.com, pushpast10@gmail.com. If you would like to join this movement of moving our Caribbean people at home and abroad forward. So again, thank you for being here. I look forward to being in your company next week. I hope that you have have great plans for working on your important life goal this week. But in the meantime, don't forget your life story is your strength. The challenges that you have faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to tap in to your potential every day. Remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay active, and stay engaged until we meet again right back here next week at the same time. You have yourself a productive